Hello, I'm Random, and welcome to the True Chip Till Death podcast. This week's episode is about Doskpop. While I'm sure a lot of people have their own definition of what Doskpop really is, it's unarguably a genre which is heavily influenced by Italo. It could be described as cheesy, retro-futuristic electro-disco made with a sample-based tracker. This first song, which is from a 1992 Amiga demo called Interference, is made by Virgil. We'll be right back. Duskpop was probably invented by Lizard King simply because he wanted a genre name for the style of music he produced. He claimed himself as the king of duskpop, and I honestly don't think anyone would disagree on that. Here is his song Transatlantic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Transatlantic was followed by Scientscape by Nightbeat, which I confess is not really strict dusk pop since it does not have the classic disco beat. It's more of a mix of dusk pop and some Nest Shooter style music or something, but I really like it and I think it has the right vibe for the theme of this episode somehow. Then you heard a slightly slowed down version of Retroattivo by The Hardliner, then Stardust Memories by Jester from a classic Amiga demo with the same name, and finally Art of Chrome by Lizard King, which is the only track in this episode which is non-Amiga and which is more than 4 channels. In fact, it's 16 channels, but it's all samples in 8-bit resolution. Now it's time for the last track. It's called Overload and it's from a demo called Voyage, or Voyage I suppose, released in 1991. It's composed by Mantronics and Tip. Until next time, True Chip till death. Thank you.
We'll be right back.